Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, my name is Sarah, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Fast. Alongside me, just like every single week, is manager Jacob.
What's up, Sarah?
Did you jump? Because like you've been waiting awkwardly
know,
in the past,
typically,
so you're
wait.
Just like waiting. Yeah. So instead, you're like not leaving any breath. Supernatural response there.
Exactly.
Well, what are you eating or drinking? You can jump right in with that.
Okay,
now.
This is a big one for me. On the weekend, I tried to pick up a different brand of ice cream, specialty ice cream. But
do you eat ice cream like a lot?
Not a lot, no, but I think I'm getting back into it, especially
okay.
because things are warming up a little bit.
Okay.
I need a sweet treat, but something that's a little bit cool at the same time. I meant to go to this other one that I'll maybe mention another day, but it ended up at Honey's here in Toronto, which is delicious.
Never had it.
I picked up something. I was looking for something else. Couldn't find it. Picked up peanut butter and saltine flavor, little pint of ice cream.
Like saltine cracker flavors?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there little bits of saltine in it?
Yeah, it's real saltine and it's real peanut butter mixed in with like, I think they're just like classic vanilla ice cream.
That was a good snack growing up was saltines and peanut butter.
So
that would be a good ice cream flavor.
So like I've been talking about nostalgia so much and everything that I'm eating lately. I'm like, let's just add one more to the mix. Plus I'm like, sometimes vanilla, chocolate, the regulars can get a little boring when it comes to ice cream. So I'm like, why not shake it up? Plus I do love just having a pint of ice cream with a movie or something like that. So shout out to Honey's. If you're in Toronto and maybe even around in Ontario, probably you can probably pick it up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get more specialty stuff going.
I love that.
I'm on that train. Sarah, what about
that.
You? What
do
you?
There is nothing better in the world than just a fresh, hot rotisserie chicken.
Whoa.
I'm convinced.
Okay.
I'm convinced. When I go grocery shopping and I come home, the first thing I do is I'm ripping that bird apart for some of that fresh meat. And I will just start mowing down on the rotisserie chicken. I know I'm not the only one that does this, but like as soon as I get home from the grocery store, I'm like, I get a sneaky bite and then I'm like, I need to make like a wrap or a sandwich with this.
It's so good.
And it has so many uses. I use it for buffalo chicken dip. I use it for wraps. I use it for quesadillas. I use it on salads.
I used it in soup once. I was like, I want soup,
little chicken noodle soup,
but it was like, I don't want to roast a whole chicken. I want the soup kind of a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store, pick one up, bring it back.
I think it's, I mean, like, look, they have been affected by inflation, but I do think of rotisserie chicken is one of the only things that still isn't. It's not so crazy. Like, it's still a pretty standard price.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you're going to get every time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always hot and ready. And they're always yummy. And I just love a rotisserie chicken. And every time I go to the grocery store, it's like a little treat.
How about, walking? It's tough because they put, I'm sure they do it in every grocery store.
Right at the front.
Put it at the front, but also like after you've checked out.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of times when I've checked out, bought everything, walked past, like, got that sniff of the rotisserie
on
the flyby.
I have to. You know that trend on TikTok where it's like, If I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone, but there would be signs. Yeah. My sign would be I would have one of those rotisserie chicken machines in my house. Yours would be you'd have the Coca-Cola, the freestyle machine, and I would have a rotisserie chicken machine.
You just like a neighbor of yours sees your condo across the way and it's just like in the front window.
If I won the lottery, I'm not having neighbors. What are you talking about? But I would have a rotisserie chicken machine. That would be my sign. That would be my telltale.
Apart from rotisserie chicken, Sarah, what are you watching or reading this week?
The show that I wouldn't shut up about last year of talking fast.
Yeah.
Abbott Elementary is back, baby. And they have a couple TikTokers on who are also actors. I forgot the girl's name, but she does all these like really funny impressions. She has that like account where she goes, you know that, like, you know what I'm talking about? I forgot her name. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know her name.
Anyways, I'm so sorry that I don't remember your name. I didn't do my research beforehand. But Abbott Elementary's back. They just do the best like bit roles and casting, mm-hmm. and it's so good. And then Keita Brunson was on Hot Ones. So I'm just like all in the Abbott Elementary world again. And I waited a few weeks to watch the episodes because now it's like there's been three episodes or four. So I was able to like catch up on a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I love that show so much. It's just like the perfect modern day sitcom. And it's my favorite. So if you haven't watched Abbott Elementary yet, this is your sign to do so because I'm still obsessed with it. And it's just as good in season three as it has been. They just got picked up for another season.
Nice. Which is I got to continue with them because after you talked about it last year and I got roasted for not having seen it and not having known what it was, I did season one. I liked it. I got to go back into it then.
So what are you watching?
Okay. Speaking of series coming back or series expanding, there's the universe. SVU Toronto. Wow.
I have seen the ads.
Did you watch it?
No, it's on the list because I just want to watch it just for the purpose of seeing things going like, I know where that is. I know where that is.
And you know what? I did that and I'm sure
didn't
this is
they
the
film
case.
In Leslieville in the first episode? Isn't that one of the spots? Isn't Leslieville?
I think so. Yeah, they were kind of all over the place. But there was one thing they also filmed on Toronto Island. And there was one portion, and this is always the case, I'm sure, when anyone is like in a location where they filmed something, they're like, it doesn't make sense to jump from here to there. There was a section of the show or the episode when there was like a floating body, and it was like, oh, you know, is it just by the ferry docks? And, you know, maybe it floated. We should go check the bluffs. And I'm like, the currents don't go that way. It would have to be a wild current day to be dragged
all the way over there to Scarborough. I guess, like, they're banking on the fact that people like me will want to watch it to be like, oh, like, I just want to see everything and recognize it.
Yeah, and it was still, honestly, it is, if you like SVU, you'll probably, and you are in Toronto, it'll be the novelty aspect of it. But it is just a classic SVU show.
And like, part of the SVU universe.
Yeah, I hope it continues and does well because it was a well put together show. It's not my super cup of tea, but it was fun to watch.
I love this. What are you listening to this week?
Okay, I'm listening to Maggie Rogers. I'm a big love Maggie that. Rogers
Did she
fan.
Drop new music?
I think like a few weeks ago now. She might by I'm the behind. Time this come out another single has maybe dropped. I'm not sure. But I have been listening to her new music and old catalog. I'm a massive Maggie Rogers.
Did you
fan.
Not go see her in the summertime when I went to go see her? Why not?
No, I didn't. I only saw her when she was at Mod Club, which was pre-pandemic.
Whoa.
I know.
That's a throwback.
That has since changed.
Not even called that anymore.
Access Club, I think.
Yeah.
Amazing voice, amazing lyricist, and just like
she's good vibes.
Any press I've seen of her or promotion, she just seems like a really good person. So I want to support her music. Plus, it's just something to just have on in the house as we transition into spring.
Yeah, it's good, Maggie like background vibey music. Yeah, it's good 100%. For that.
It always puts me in a good mood.
I love that.
What about you? What are you listening to?
I listened to my first audiobook. Oh. I was always a firm believer, and I still am a firm believer, that if you like, say you read a book, you didn't read it if you listened to it. Like, just say you listened
down on people who said they read the book.
I hate when people say, I read a book and it was the audiobook.
Okay, yeah.
You listened to it. Like, look, I listened to an audiobook, so I know. Like, it feels like you're listening to a podcast. So the reason I had to listen to the audiobook, and I'll get to it because I'm in a book club now, I was not going to finish the book in time. Like, I hadn't even started. Yeah. I started this book listening to it on Friday afternoon because I had to be done by Sunday night. And there was not enough hours a day for me to sit there and read it. Like, I would have had to do another 24-hour reading challenge reading this, like, 700-page... It wasn't 700 pages, but whatever. Like, 450-page book. And it wasn't my normal, like, romance, like, clear my brain. Like, it was a pretty intense topic of a book. So
it's not an instant page turner.
No,
you need the audio.
I needed the audio. Because
keep you going.
But it was great because then I could multitask. So, like, I was listening to the audiobook and I could, like, when I was walking, when I was, like, driving in the car to go get groceries.
Did it sell you on audiobooks then?
Yeah, I think I would like that. I didn't love it for a fiction book. I think I would love it for a, like, biography.
Okay,
because then most of the time it's, like, told by the person that wrote it.
You get.
So I feel like I would really like it for biographies because I want to mix them into my rotation more, but I don't love just like sitting and reading them. So, but if you're running out of time for a school assignment or for any of those things, listen to the audiobook. And I listen at double speed the entire time. I felt like I was just listening to a TikTok the whole time.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Listen at double speed.
Okay.
It was amazing.
I should try an audiobook.
I think for you, as somebody that like has so many books you like want to read and want to consume, but you won't sit and you're like a multitasker.
Because I'll listen to so many different podcasts, long form. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to science podcasts while I'm learning something. But I like to be doing that while doing something
else. And I'm the same way.
Maybe it's circumstantial.
It was great. Like I did all my chores on Sunday because I was like, oh, I have to read this book all day. But it was great because I was listening to it. I could just like do 4 hours of chores and the book was done. It was amazing.
Okay. How about we jump to somewhere you went this week?
Well, I went to my first book club meeting, which I tweeted. I think I'm now a woman. Like I'm in an organized book club. I think that means that's womanhood. I'm now in a book club. So my friend Regan organized it because like I just kept sharing books with her and then she would share them with her other friends in the city. She's like, I used to have a book club in Stratford. Like, let me start one here. So it's a really great mix because it's like my girlfriends, like, but then there's also like Regan's friends from like her growing up. So it's just like people that we've like met going out and stuff, but we've never like sat and had like intellectual conversations before. And it was really great.
The structure of a book club. I don't know anything.
So first of all, lots of dips and like snacks. So how we do it is Regan organized it. So she picked the first book. So that means she hosts the first book club meeting. And then we sit around. We were just chit-chatting at the start. And then once everyone got there, we started talking about the book, how we felt about it. We probably talked about the book for like 25 minutes, but we were there for 4 hours and maybe 30. But we did reference the book a few times, but then we just kind of go off of themes of the book. And then we just end up talking about our first periods and being a woman and all these other things based off of themes of what the book was about. So it was really cool. And it's just cool to see the different types of books we're reading because we're going from talking about, it's this book called This Is How It Always Is. And it's about a child named Poppy who is like transitioning, like a 5-year-old boy named Claude who is transitioning to Poppy, a little girl. And it's about like that family dynamic and like how it works with the family. They have the 4 older brothers and all of this stuff. So we are going from that to our next book is quoted as one of the smuttiest books on Book Talk right now. So this is what book club is. Like 1 month we're reading like heartfelt like Reese's book club story. The next book.
And like Alana picks the book.
Alana's hosting next month, so she picked the next book.
Oh, that's fun.
And she picked this book. It's hilarious. Like we're going to one with like a shirtless man on the cover now, which is hilarious. So it's just like it's silly, goofy, and it mostly just like a reason to like have a girl time and stuff like that. And it's great because we do it on Sunday nights, so it's like it doesn't make you anxious about the week ahead because you're excited for Sunday night because it's like get to hang with the girlies. We're drinking like peppermint tea. It was so wholesome.
That's wholesome.
It was so wholesome. I loved it so much. Anyway, so I'm very excited for next month's book club. We're gonna do it monthly. So
amazing. Picked your book that you're
Waiting until either I'm gonna host in either April or May because in April Emily Henry has a new book that comes out and she's my favorite author. And then also Carly Fortune has a new book that comes out in May set on PEI. So I'm going to do mine based off of book releases.
Okay, for like fun. Upcoming things.
But yeah, I'm so excited. Where's somewhere you went?
Okay, well, Sarah, we've been talking about this a little bit. Jacob. Teasing things up. And I think by the time that this comes out, the first run club is either this weekend or it just happened or it's another week.
It will be this weekend. It will be this weekend.
So come out.
If we hold ourselves accountable, it will be this weekend.
Running faster. I'm sure it's happening. I'm sure it's going to be great. And you know what? Maybe we'll run to a beach because that's somewhere that I went.
Did you take the pupper, the dog?
No, I haven't. Oh. I haven't run with Brooklyn, actually.
Is she not someone that is like, not on leash? It stresses me out seeing people run on a leash with their dog.
I know. I would take her down to Cherry Beach. I actually want to do that in the warmer weather. Mm-hmm. And I'll do some like trail runs, but it's enough of a trail that I could do a couple of loops and run with her that way, but not on the sidewalk. No.
So what beach should you go to?
Cherry Beach as well.
Oh, you're just running it.
So
to
nice
the beach.
Like 7K loop.
Love that.
And it was warm outside. Everyone's been enjoying the sunshine. I know. And I was like, I have to get out there in the sunshine, slowly ease back into running. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, if there's going to be something that gets me back into it, let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to be running on the beach this week when I go to LA. That's like my whole, my whole plan is like, I'm bringing my running shoes so I can run. So I won't look embarrassing at run club. Not that you will be embarrassing. You can be at whatever level you want to. It's just my own mental ego that I need to be able to like not look like I'm struggling.
Sarah, something you did this week.
I finally tried the most, I hate this term, I will go on a whole rant about the term basic one day, and I just don't feel like I have the energy to do it right now. I have done on the internet before, but I went to the most like basic girly pop workout class in Toronto, which is Sweat and Tonic. I've never been.
I've done several of those.
But I've never been before. They used to be at my right around the corner from my old apartment. Never went. And then, and then now the new location, right around the corner from my apartment. I've never been. And I finally just was like,
but
okay,
this one
they
just
have
opened recently.
Yeah, but like still, I just am shocked I hadn't gone before. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it's like intimidating to do a first class somewhere. Yeah. So I did Hot Hit Pilates, which was the exact same as Jaybird. Like it was the exact same class, which was nice because then I kind of knew what I was doing. And then tomorrow I'm going to do another class. I'm going to do a spin class because I did this little intro offer. Then I'll see how I'm feeling, if I think it's worth the money, if I'll continue going. It's a little intimidating, but it's good.
Did you do it on ClassPass? Like how?
No, they did like an intro offer where it's like three classes for $55 or something. Yeah. But those, some of those like monthly memberships they have are insane. There's one that's like $1,200 a month.
You do like all classes.
You get all classes and all treatments,
sauna credits, and like all that stuff.
I'm like, that's like you live there. Like you might as well like that is your apartment.
Did you? You said it was basic, and I know what you mean by that, and I know that that term is like something that we could break down for five episodes. Mm-hmm. However, did you like the class?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was a good class. It's just crazy. Like they're all full and there's like 70 people in each class. Like it's crazy how popular it is. I wonder if it'll die down or if we're just going to continue to get more. Like it books out so far in advance. I can't even get into the classes I want to.
I've done them with Haley several times, like a lot of the Hit. And it is a... First of all, you packed in there.
Yeah.
And I feel like every class has been sold out.
Yeah. Every single one.
It's popular. But I like that too because there's like,
there's an energy
where everyone's kind of there. And you know what? For anyone who has never tried Sweat and Tonic or any other kind of Hit class or workout class like that, I went for the first time with Haley like probably 2 years ago or something like that. It is way more accessible than you think it is.
No, for sure. And they're great. They like gave me a tour of the place. Like they were wonderful.
The instructors give you like all the instructions.
They gave me a little
card.
I got a welcome card for my first class. It was a little postcard.
Incredible.
It was actually very wholesome. Anyways, I agree.
A ton of different levels.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
People who are like there on that $1,200 thing, like working out nonstop and like,
but they don't pay attention to you. So it's fine.
100%. And there are people who are beginners.
What is something you did?
Talking about spring cleaning. I have been selling furniture and I am a vintage furniture collector on the side.
Good
a
fun Fernie.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? It's time to clear out a few pieces, make room for something new. So I sold a couch and a couple of stools.
How much money did you make? Drop it.
Like a few thousand.
On a couch?
Well, between a couple of things. Yeah.
Oh my God. I should get the furniture business.
I'm not selling IKEA. No shade to IKEA. I love IKEA too.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it is so fitting that our guest today, her new single is called Who Do I Call Now? Sophia Camara, who do you call now? It's so exciting. It's finally out.
Thank you. I know. Oh my God.
How does it feel that this is finally out in the world? Because you've been promoting this on TikTok for like so long now and everyone's been like begging you for it. I checked your comment section and everyone's like, it's like they're at like waiting, refreshing Spotify every 2 seconds.
It's honestly, it's like, it's still very surreal. The whole experience has just been... Like, I wouldn't trade it for a thing. It's just been, like, so chaotic and so hectic, but it's just been so much fun, like, the whole journey, so.
Has this been the most anticipation you felt for a song of yours?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's intense. I'm surprised as to how patient everyone online has been, because it seems as though, like, I'm even more, like anxious about it than everyone else is. So
I was gonna say, I've noticed in the TikTok comments, I mean, that this just like comes with the music industry these days, I guess, but right. Like if you tease something, people almost immediately want it. They're like, why aren't you dropping this right now?
I didn't expect it to do what it did. Yeah. Like, because essentially when I'd first posted it, it was, I wrote it like a week before and I sent it into my team and they're like, oh, maybe like post it on TikTok.
Test the waters a little bit.
So I did, and then we already had like things set for like the next upcoming singles. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just do it for fun, see what people think. And then it blew up, and then like obviously like our entire plan was like dashed out yeah. the window. And then they were like, okay, let's put this song out now. And here we are.
I feel like that's like the new wave though, because I know like Jamie Fine had a really similar experience. Yeah. Like, cause she had that single that like it was the same thing, like months and months of just like building on it. Is that like, like the first time you realized it was like going viral, because it's over like 6 million views now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it does.
The first time you realized it was kind of like popping off and going viral, like what were those initial feelings?
It was, oh my God. First of all, I was like, yes, I'm so excited because like I'm such a ballad girl. I love ballads. Yeah. So I was so happy that like it kind of felt like, oh, this is finally getting the recognition it deserves, you know? And I don't know, it was just like, I was just really happy about it.
I love that a bunch of the comments are saying that it's very like 2015 core, like yeah. Miley Cyrus ballad. Like, is that like, what were you going for when you were writing it?
The most painful song on the planet. That's the only, that's all I went by. Like, I just went, honestly, the day before I wrote it, I went through like a horrible, like, breakup moment.
The day before
I wrote it, I walked into, I swear, I, like, hand to God, oh my God, into the studio and they were like, so, like, tell us about your life. I was like, well, yesterday, actually.
That's a fresh wound.
It was literally the Sunday. It was like, it was so chaotic. I was like, we don't have to write about it. They were like, no, this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like the true emotion came exactly like right through to the song because it was like written literally the day after it happened. The emotion was so fresh. So
did you find it right away? Or did it, I know that you said that you kind of teased it earlier on and then like, let's throw out the plan and go heavy into this track.
Mm-hmm.
What has the development been like over the course of kind of, you know, lining up to release this?
So like basically like when we wrote it, we only had the chorus and the pre-chorus, no verses, no bridge, no nothing. Mm-hmm. But I loved the chorus so much. So when we had posted it, I was like, okay, we have to finish this song. So we have to wait like another month for the writers and the producers to come back to like finish writing it. Then I went to Portugal and then I was like, okay, when I come back, we got to track vocals for it. So it's just like this whole process. And then like mixing and mastering is this whole other like. Yeah.
Well, it's an art form. It takes way longer than the TikTok comments think.
And they're just like, just drop this version. I was like, right.
You're like, no, that's not how it works.
I did want to ask you about the writing process as well, because I feel like we're in a zone here.
We're in a manifestation era on this podcast. Manifesting
everything. Because I think it was 3 weeks ago now, I mentioned that Lowell is one of my favorite artists and one of the most like underrated gems of a songwriter as well.
Amazing.
In Canada and beyond. And obviously with the success of Texas Hold'em is popping off. And hopefully this is, you know, got good good luck bringing out for this single with you.
Mm-hmm.
You worked with her and Nate.
And Nate, yeah.
As well. So like, what was that process like?
I love them. I've worked with them before. So they're great people. And I think they know exactly how to translate like, exactly how I feel into like these words that I could never like put together. And I think they work so good together. Like they're such a great team together that they just, it makes the song so much more fun and exciting to do when two people who already enjoy their own presence, it's like they're both like fighting with each other of like, this line is better. And then Lola's like, no, it's definitely this. Like they were both fighting between the word button and. I kid you not, for like the song, there was like a line.
You know the pros when they're going buttering.
And they looked at me like, what do you think? And I was like, I think both of them make sense.
You're because, also the one who's just like, wow, I'm still heartbroken a little bit.
Yeah, because the line was, but your silence is deafening. And it was like, but your silence, or but the silence. And I was like, I don't know. It's either but your or the, and I was like, this sounds like it's a you guys. Like
this
call.
Is a, this is an English class, a grammar class right now.
And like I think the last day when we had the final song, I think they came back and they're like, do you think that we should like go back and change the? I have no idea now.
Will we release later on, like 6 months from
but
now?
But hey, I mean,
the version.
Yeah. I feel, I mean, like you don't get a number one song like Texas Hold'em if you're not figuring out those little semantics. So I think that's a good, like, it must be a good omen for, like, this song coming out too, though.
It is. Definitely.
It feels like it's good energy.
Well, and I just respect them so much because they care so much about the song. It's not like they just write it and just, like, okay, let's finish it. Like, me and Nate sat down with, like, 30 versions of the song.
Oh, my God.
Like, me and him just sat with each other, and, like, he would send back, okay, how do you think about this version? I'd go back and be like, change this, and da-da-da-da, and he would send me a note. Like, we'd spent, like, a solid month just sending each other, like, versions and notes on this song on, like, my computer that's, like, sitting there. So I just respect them so much for, like, how much work and how hard they work to, like, get the song exactly where they want it till everyone's happy.
How does, like, 30 versions develop out of it? Is it just, like, you're going through the feeling of, like, the fresh heartbreak, and it's just, like, all the emotions that go through that, so you're just, like, feeling new things, and then a new version is birthed?
Yeah, it was everything. It was, like, sometimes it's, like, most of it was, like, vocally, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't sing it like this. Like, let's see if there's a different take where I'm not so breathy.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the smallest things that, like, the regular people wouldn't really listen to, I'm thinking about, because it's like, oh wait, there's like a little humming sound, like 236, and he's like, oh, I hear it too. So it's just like this crazy weird thing that I don't know,
but those also like elicit emotions. So like that like breath could be the difference in like how someone's supposed to feel, I'm sure, when they're listening to it, right?
It's just like, I think the way, like, even the word deafening, like, I know Lowell was very stern on being like, it needs to sound like really soft, like Billie Eilish. So like we had like literally like 30 takes of just like the word deafening, and it was like, no, not this one, not this one, not this one. It was just like till we found the perfect one. So I mean, it was just crazy.
I saw your TikTok when you were like, you know, that trend was like, when I'm back in Chicago, and you were like talking about being back on stage and on tour. How excited are you to perform this eventually in front of, or is it like, does it come with nerves? Like, what, walk us through those emotions.
I have sung it live. And the first day I did it, I was just like, oh my God, this is really happening. Like, I try to not get emotional while I'm singing it, because to me, all I care about is I want people to like this song so much, because it's already teased on TikTok. People expect something out of the song.
Yeah, right. Of course. You know what I mean? They like, already have an emotional attachment to it.
Yeah, and then like people will get upset if it doesn't sound like the version on TikTok. So I'm like,
has the response been good?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So far, yeah, everything's been great. I was sick like last week, and I was been trying to recover, and it's been so hard to like breathe on stage. So singing this song, such a powerful song, has been so hard for me to sing live that I'm just like, recently the performances, I'm just like, damn it, I haven't been able to like do it as well as I like wanted to, but it's just been so much fun.
And you just did a hometown show as well.
I did. Right?
The other couple of days ago.
How was that? I did. It was a lot of fun. Toronto was great. I had a lot of fun in Toronto. I have to say that Montreal was the best.
Really?
Okay.
I know there's like a battle between
such
Toronto
a battle.
Audiences.
I don't Montreal know what audiences. It is. And I, for the first time, I disagreed with everybody else. It's like, no, Toronto's the best. I've had the best time in Toronto. I went to Montreal, and I've performed there a couple times. So I wasn't a stranger to the crowd, but I was like, like, I went into Montreal and, like, the ground was shaking from how loud they were.
Don't know what that somehow makes sense to me. I feel like Toronto's a little finicky. Yes. Like, I feel like they're, like, a little, like, they're a little, like, a little okay, too, prove it cool. to me. You know, like, I feel like that could be the energy.
They're all just standing like this.
Yeah, like, okay, like, oh, you can sing, like, prove it.
Toronto,
like, I feel like that's kind of the attitude.
Been put on notice here for, like, getting a little bit more energetic during a show.
Montreal, though, I assume everyone I know from Montreal, it's like they're just very passionate people. So I feel like if they're paying to go to a show, it's like they're passionate about it and they're, like, excited to be there. And so I can understand why that, as much as it pisses me off, because I would love for Toronto to be the best city for shows, but maybe that'll change.
Well, I guess with the next tour, you can just, you've kind of put the gauntlet down here that people have to bring a little bit more energy.
I try and like, but I'm like, I don't want to offend people. But like, you know what I mean? I'm like, Toronto, like, you got to like
bring it a
little
bit
up
more.
A little bit. Yeah. But like, they get offended and they're just like, oh, we have to work for this. Like, we don't
want to. That's part of the problem. Yeah.
Literally. How has it been touring with Sean Desmond?
Amazing. He's an amazing guy. It's been so much fun. It's very smooth sailing.
Yeah.
And just like a good time. Like, we're both Portuguese, so we both like,
oh, I love that,
like to laugh and like make jokes together. So it's just been like, he's like older brother vibes.
The best.
So it's just, we're like both like, I want to like prank him on this tour. We're like trying to figure out a way if I just come out during a song, like pop confetti. During like the last day of the tour. But it's like, yeah,
I mean, you can give him plumping lip gloss. We just talked about how Jacob was pranked with plumping lip gloss and it burned his lips. So yeah.
PSA, do not give your boyfriend plumping lip gloss.
No, definitely
do it. Definitely do it. Definitely
recommend it.
That could be a good little prank.
For sure.
That could be a good little one.
You do that to him.
Yeah, that'd be so funny. Hey, take some chapstick before you go on and sing.
But I think, like, I'm assuming you've learned a lot from him because he's someone that's really interesting because he's having like a renaissance right now, like a new era of his career, like a revival. Like, I saw Sean Desmond perform in Cobourg, Ontario, in an old movie theater that was converted into, like, back in when I was in seventh grade. So I was like 13 or something. So, like, have you learned anything from him, and especially how he's had to such a long and like viable career?
I think I've just learned to like not give up because he's such an amazing performer. Mm-hmm. Like, his confidence definitely shows when he's on stage. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, like, he tries to tell me, he's just like, you know, you go, girl. Like, every morning, like, we'll send each other like motivational texts, like, motivation of the day, go kill it today, the world is yours. And he'll be back and be like, the world is ours, let's go on stage and like rock it together. So like, he'll really motivate me to like just have so much fun. And I think that that's the key to everything, is just, if you're having fun, then like nothing else matters, because like the audience will like get that energy off of you as well. Mm-hmm. So if they see that you're like nervous and like very timid, they'll be like also taken back a little bit. So I think the confidence and the motivation helps a lot. Like,
do you find yourself getting more confident with each show as well?
Yes. The first show, I'm always like, oh, I'm scared. And then like by the second, I'm like, okay.
You're like, I'm back, baby. Let's go.
And then we're in Montreal. Let's go.
And they help like lift you up too. Exactly.
Yeah. It also depends on the crowd, right? Crowd makes a big difference. And like when they're excited, it gets you excited. I'm not a dancer. But sometimes I'll pull out a move. No one said it was a good move.
Just a move. Just one. What is it?
I don't know. It's not a move. There's no name to it. It's just
you sing ballads, girl. You don't need moves. It's okay.
I try. You know what I mean?
Your moves are in the vocal cords. That's all that matters. That's true. That's all you need.
This single, I know, has been the focus for such a long time. Mm-hmm. But what is coming next? Is it part of a larger project? What are you working on?
Definitely working towards a project. More singles until then, just to keep up with the vibes. But I want to kind of put out something a little different than what I've done already. I've done the ballads and I've mm-hmm. done like the pop rock. So try to lean in more to like the Tate McRae vibe mm-hmm. of it. So I think just leaning into different sounds would be a lot of fun.
Okay, so that's a great transition, because speaking of Tate McRae, I respect your content creation game so much, because I mean, we've had other artists on that we've talked to, and mm-hmm. I even have seen it. Like, artists know that they have to do social and have to do TikTok and all these things. I feel like a lot of time it feels like a chore, but to you it comes so like natural. Have you just always loved like sharing your journey and mm-hmm. creating content? Like, does it just come as naturally as it looks?
Yeah, I love it. I don't look at it as like a chore. When the thing is like, nothing will come as a chore unless someone asks you to do it. You know what I mean? So like when I'm posting TikToks, I'm just posting TikToks.
Yeah, of course.
But when my team comes to me like, you have to post a TikTok, I'm like, I want to post a TikTok right now. You know what I mean? It's like, it's only a chore.
I'm the exact same. I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, it only becomes a chore if people, it's like when you're washing the dishes and you're already washing them and your mom's like, oh, you're washing the dishes. And you're like, well, not anymore.
Now you're like, yeah, exactly.
Never going to wash the dishes again. You know what
I mean? It's like if you do it on your own account. And so like, have you like loved getting to like connect with your audience that way then as well too?
Yeah,
because
I love
like
it.
You just do it so naturally.
I spend so much time on my phone already as is, mm-hmm. which is not a great thing, but at least when I'm on it, I'm just like reading everyone's comments. Like, I try to respond to every single one.
Oh wow.
But there's like thousands of comments.
Don't sell yourself short. There's hundreds of thousands of comments.
Which is a good problem to have, probably.
Yeah, which is great. And like, even the bad ones I love responding to, because it's so funny.
They're hilarious.
It's so funny. And I try to be sarcastic back to them. Like, I did a video with Sean Desmond.
Oh, okay.
And we did like a skit where I said that he was Shawn Mendes. And everyone in the comments thought we were being serious, that like I was disrespecting this icon, this icon from Canada. That they were like, shame on this girl, take her off the tour.
Oh my god!
And I was like responding back, being like, yeah, boot her off. No one likes this girl.
Like, double down, lean in.
Yeah,
hysteria.
Yeah, I was like, wow. I was even messaging Sean. I was like, he's like, it's fine. He's like, I think this is so funny.
Lead into it.
It was so funny. Yeah.
Where do you get the confidence, though? I know, like, maybe it's a generational thing. For me, I would not find myself in a GO train station belting my lungs out. Where does that come from? Because that's another series that is on TikTok for you that does really, really well. And obviously people
it's
connect
the best.
With.
I love it.
Plus,
the GO train needs to be paying you a lot of money.
It's amazing.
Pretty good.
They're so good. You know, I think like ever since I was growing up, like my mom always told me if you want something, just go get it. You know, there's no room for like fear to stand in the way. And like, I already sing in front of like hundreds of people. So like, what really is there a difference if I'm just singing in a public area where there's like three or four people walking by? Like, you just can't pay attention to it. To me, I just do it because like I love it and it's just different. But it's also just like a way for me to kind of put like my pride aside and just be like, this is a vulnerable time where I just get to be like myself and sing, which is what I love doing at the end of the day. So it's just like just a fun.
I feel like the videos that do the best too are the ones where the people are watching you in the background.
Yeah,
like the one of like
yeah.
the little old lady that's in the background, like looking so proud. Like she's
her name
proud.
Is Kate. Her
oh
name
my
is
God,
Kate.
You know her.
Yeah, because after the video we spoke, she
developing
was just,
friendships over there.
Yeah, right? She was just like, "I'm Kate. Like my granddaughter would love you so much." I was like, and every day I tried to go back at the same time to see if I'd catch her to tell her that she went viral. She probably has no idea.
Oh my God.
So I've been looking for her since.
Kate, if you happen to listen to this,
she might be a fan of Talking Fast.
Like she might actually know everything.
She might. What was the first song that you sang in? I keep saying the subway. It's not the subway. It's the GO train station. What was the first song that you sang?
I have
the
no
station?
Idea. Do you guys know?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, you have a lot of them.
I could scroll and look for it, but like I would have no idea. My guess is going to be, probably an Adele song. I'm sure it was an Adele song.
The acoustics would be incredible for
an I'm
going to
say an
song.
Adele or a Sam Smith song.
I feel like, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your career, but I would listen to an EP of station songs where you just dropped all station of your covers so of you recording in a GO station. But
cool.
I'm putting it out there that GO Transit, the government of Ontario, has to pay you a ton of money to do
I've
that.
I've been saying this. Why am I not like,
no,
why
girl,
have not
girl,
been
like, they do Presto
we,
ads.
We
free
have
Presto,
the connection.
Like,
we're going to make a connection after this.
We'll send an email for you because
it's
that's
crazy.
That's a crime. Like,
right?
I don't ride
I'm like,
the GO
I know
train,
for a fact one person who works at the GO train has seen this.
No, like
sure
more than
have.
One. Like
for
sure.
Sure.
I don't ride the GO train, but like
me
you
neither.
Make me want to go like stand at the station at least. So like absolutely.
To just stand, you know what they need to do? They need to have like a plaque, like as if it's like the Hall
yeah.
of Fame. And it's just like Sophia's like acoustic room. And it's just like the warm room
but,
where like
I mean, I'm just saying at Union Station they do concerts, they do pop-ups, they do all these things. GO Transit pays for it. You have like a walking advertisement right here and you should cut her a check. This is the PSA.
Pop-up concert, perhaps?
Pop-up
yeah,
concert?
But it's not even at Union and everyone thinks it is. But some people I've had recognize me there.
Oh, at the
yeah.
at the station?
And they'll try to do like some
it's
weird
mysterious.
Stuff behind the window.
Because they know because they want to
be
in the
video. And especially when people know they're filmed, they run back to the
to
the
yeah.
window and start doing some dance moves.
Oh my God. You at least should get free like Presto. Like,
that's what I was saying.
Free tapping on, tap off for life.
I used to also hold a Gatorade bottle.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
And people in the comments were just like, Gatorade, sponsor her.
We've got beef with Gatorade.
Do we actually?
Yeah, they followed the show and us.
And then they unfollowed.
Jacob beef has beef with Gatorade.
But you know what? If they work out for you, maybe send them my way. I'll send you send Gatorade.
Just do a little trade-off.
Yeah.
So we want to play a little game with you, given your new single. We're going to ask Sophia, who do you call?
Right.
So we're going to give you a couple scenarios.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth. You got the list too, right?
I do have the list.
We're going to go back and forth and ask you in each scenario, who do you call?
Okay.
Okay. So your favorite artist posts an Instagram story with your song.
Okay.
Who first, you can tell us your favorite artist and then who are you calling?
Camila Cabello.
Oh, I love that.
Like, thank you.
So Camila's just posted your now number one single. We're manifesting for you.
Yeah, we are.
And
I think my heart actually accelerated a little bit. Just the thought of it.
Who do you call to tell? Who do you call first?
My two best friends.
I love that.
Because my best friend, we both became best friends because of Camila Cabello. Like, we both were like, you're a Camila stan? I'm a Camila stan. We're best friends.
I would
call them first to, like, share the news. And be like, okay, I have to go bye. And then, like, I'd just call everybody, like, my mom. And then my mom would be like, okay. Like, she would just be, like, thrown off.
I love that.
Big long list. Okay, number two, you think your partner is cheating. Who do you call?
Damn. Who do I call? Oh my God. My cousin Mel.
Ooh. Is Mel somebody that would like figure it out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, muscle? She'll figure it out real quick.
Mel- Bringing the muscle real quick.
Mel's like, get in the car. It's not stopping. Roll Let's out. Go. Like, we're going.
Address in the GPS now.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh my God.
One.
Everyone needs a Mel. I love that.
Yeah.
You just landed an international tour. Mm. Who do you call to be your opening act?
Oh my God. Okay, wait. How big are we talking? Like, what kind of tour is this? Like, we're talking like I'm Taylor Swift
big.
Status.
We're talking
whatever your dream world you want
guys,
to be.
This is
Who knows?
So hard.
You get to call anyone to be your opening act.
You could do like a maybe not the super top. You could do.
You could do
three.
Like next.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few options.
I would do either Tate McRae.
Love that.
She's amazing.
Be a good tour.
Renee Rapp.
That'd be such a fun tour.
Oh my God! Who else would I do?
Is there any other Canadians?
Yeah, I was gonna try to pick some more local vibes, you know.
And then we should throw Sean Desmond in there.
Sean Desmond
for the vibes.
It goes reverse, you know, and then Sean's gonna open for you. I'd love
you know
that.
I love Jamie Fine.
I love Jamie. Yeah. Jamie's
she's such a vibe.
So cool.
She's so fun.
And I feel like with both of you, like having like recent like singles that like blew up because of like teasing on TikTok and stuff, it would just like be the best vibe of crowd.
She was
too.
Actually the first artist I opened for.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
she
I would
was,
love
like,
that.
The first
full circle.
Opened for, like a year and a half ago, like in October. So.
That would be a fun tour.
I would owe it to her. You know what I mean?
I love that.
All four or five of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All five of you.
Just do that.
Like, yeah, you guys only get one song.
It's Sophia Fest. That's what it is.
Okay. Your car breaks down. You're not on a tour. You're just at home. But your car breaks down. Who do you call?
My uncle.
Uncle's
helping. He's a mechanic. So I'm like, I already know. Speed dial.
Is this Mel's?
Mel's dad. I swear to God, it's Mel's dad.
Okay. We got a good close family here.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. And your new single goes number one. Who do you call?
Mel.
Mel?
I call Mel.
Shout out Mel.
She's my number one fan. I love that girl.
Oh, I love that. And been like a supporter, I assume, from like
yeah,
forever.
From time. Well, since I was born, right?
The best.
I call her and my mom.
And your mom.
And my mom.
And
my mom.
Don't know what? I'll just edit it so it sounds like you said mom,
mom
first.
Then Mel.
Mom and Mel on a group call.
Yes.
We're just blasting everything out. Yeah. I love that. So for people that maybe don't listen to your music already or just getting to know you from this episode, how would you describe it for them? Or like, what would you want them to like know about you before they go and listen to all your music?
If you are a heartbreak girly or boy.
Oh, I love.
And you need something to just scream and let it out. Who do I call now? Is that song for you? If you're just looking for someone who's a great vibe and just writes a lot of sad songs that maybe you'd appreciate, then I'm that girl too.
I love that. The first video I ever saw of you, which at the time I didn't know was you, but now I do because I look back at everything today, was you singing on the floor, that viral video of you singing When I Look at You by Miley Cyrus. And I just never forget the top comment being like, and she sings like this, laying down. You're
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like unbelievable. But like, that's like the ballad. So you're just like, I'm a ballad girly. Listening all week. It's like, it speaks to my soul. It speaks to my heart. I love it. Thank you. The best. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see, I mean like, who you're calling up and who's calling you up after this
I
song
guess
blows
we'll see.
Up.
March 1st. Who's going to call me
March
first?
1st. We'll see.
I would love to see. I should make you like a TikTok to be like, who's going to call me first?
You should. That's a great TikTok. I love that.
We're going to make that a TikTok.
Absolutely, you should. Who's calling you first? Who do you want to call you first? Camila Cabello?
Yeah. Imagine.
Quick FaceTime.
The ex-boyfriend the ex-boyfriend will always circle back. So yeah, unfortunately, they'll try to
we'll
call
see
you
after.
After
the first night. Oh,
blog. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so much fun.
I loved it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Talking Bass. As always, you can listen to us every single Wednesday. We have new episodes drop. Follow at Talking Bass Show on Instagram. Email us at talkingbassshow@gmail.com if you want advice. And we will see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.